Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
This week, we energize the conversation around power consumption and power sourcing. Where is your energy coming from, and how will that affect your bottom line? That and plenty more on this installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, presentation of Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thank you very much for the downloads, for the subscriptions. We continue to see those numbers rise. So if you like us, tell your friends, like the podcast, subscribe to it. You can drop us comments. You can rate us. You can do all of the things that you do with podcasts. Podcasts aren't just about listening. There's an interactive part too there. So we appreciate those of you that send us feedback and listen to this program each and every week as we get into some of the business news here surrounding Boone, Watauga County, and the High Country in general. Exciting episode coming up this week. We're going to talk with Ed Miller of App State's New River Light and Power about a variety of things. Everything from infrastructure investment here at the local level and how New River plays a part in that to, again, energy costs. We are all paying attention to the gas pump, to the oil bills and heating bills that we have in our homes. And here in the High Country, we are coming off of that ridiculously cold season, although I say that just a few days ago, it was 8 degrees here. But we're getting there, right? Spring is on the way. So our consumption will change, but that doesn't mean that we haven't had a few hard weeks here in this winter that we've seen those cold snaps and understand that those energy costs go up. Now you look around world events and understand that it's not just what goes on here that impacts how much it costs for us to do this business. And it becomes a real concern for not only our business community, but our community in general. Heating costs are not for the faint of heart up here sometimes. So there are things outside of just paying the bill that you can do to manage those costs. And we're talking about energy efficiency standards and how you can make sure your home is equipped to handle these times as effectively as possible. And the good news is that here in this community, we've got experts far and wide that can help you with some of these challenges. App State's New River Light and Power, part of that conversation. So we'll talk with Ed Miller about some of those preventative measures as well as heating costs. But we've also been talking a lot about where our sources of energy come from. New River Light and Power, a few months back, you'll remember they came on and talked about the Green Power Program, where they're able to source from different energy sources and those sustainable energy sources like hydro and some others that are coming to our marketplace. Now we've had some early adopters that have been able to realize some of that sustainability gain, if you will, but there are plenty of more opportunities for people to subscribe to those particular programs now, but also we want to know what else is in store because sustainability and sustainable goals are very much a part of our community's DNA. Again, whether you're a resident, whether you're a commercial business, you know you want to do things that lessen the footprint and keep this area as beautiful and vibrant and as naturally gorgeous and naturally flowing as much as we possibly can. So programs like the Green Power Program and some other initiatives that we'll be talking about throughout the spring as we focus on our community's sustainability goals are a big part of that conversation. So Ed Miller will be along in just a few moments to give you all that you need to know about those things. While we talk about these kinds of issues, I think housing is certainly something that comes around that. We have spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about housing and housing-related issues and the Watauga Housing Forums, and we are pleased to report that the first housing forum was held this past week as we record things on the 16th of March. Wow, we had a tremendous turnout for the first housing forum dealing with safety-related issues. We had over 100 people in attendance in person over at the Watauga Community Recreation Center, had another 70 or so on Zoom, so right at nearly 200 people engaged in this conversation from the start. Really have to tip my hat again to Kelly Reed Ashcraft, Todd Carter, and the countless volunteers that have made all of this possible. Everything from making sure people were fed and people could get into the facility easily and were comfortable and were comfortable from a health and safety standpoint with COVID, but then also the facilitators, the folks that drove conversations at the individual tables to really mine out some good substance out of all of this. Right now, all of the data that was taken from that first forum is being compiled and being kind of scrubbed, if you will, to get some common themes out of that. And that information will be taken into the next conversation, which is coming up on March 28th. That will deal more with accessibility. And again, we wanted to make sure that we have plenty of time to jump into the variety of topics that are associated with housing, but not feel like we had to have that conversation all in one night. It can be overwhelming. It was overwhelming just talking about safety. So this next one about accessibility, we'll have another one in the future about affordability, and then we'll get into some of the solutions. I mentioned this in a chamber correspondence I sent out earlier this week. I said somebody at my table actually asked, well, why aren't we talking about solutions tonight? I think it's important for us to understand the story. You know, a lot of our housing background is largely anecdotal. If you live in a house that is blessed with great heat source and good insulation and you've got a place to live, you might think you know, but you really don't know. It until you sit across from someone that says, here are the challenges I face. I had a hole in my floor that my landlord didn't fix for over 2.5 months. I have my deck railing has fallen down, was knocked down by a tree, and there's a 30-foot drop off the back porch, and I've got kids in the house, and my landlord won't fix it. Or I was, you know, I'm related to somebody that's in their 80s that found out that the house that they've been living in as a renter has been sold recently. And there's a lack of abundance of, really there's a lack totally of housing available for people to just quickly move to. So you got to hear those. You got to feel that experience before you can truly say, I understand where you're coming from. So that's where these storytelling sessions and these opportunities to hear from real lived experiences can be so beneficial to this argument. I think the more passionate you are about an argument, the better argument you can make and the better advocacy you can have. If you're just doing this work off of a sheet of paper and something that you saw on a statistic, it's not as real. So I think these sessions are going to be proved to be very beneficial for those that are helping advocate and helping make some of these arguments about increasing stock, increasing affordability, increasing the safety standards as we move forward. So again, March 28th, that next forum, you can sign up online at watagahousingforum.org. You'll also be able to get recap information in a variety of different places from the conversation just had. And we hope you get plugged in. If you were part of this, tell your friends. We need more voices at these tables and need to make sure that this is truly a community thing. If you're an employer, this is an incredibly important conversation for you, because if you want employees to be able to live in the community where they work, if you need that employee 10 minutes down the road instead of an hour, get involved in this conversation. If you're trying to recruit an employee from off the mountain to come here, you desperately need to be involved in this conversation, because our ability to be able to have a flexibility in housing as well as affordability and accessibility and safety standards is just as important as anything. So hopefully you get plugged into this conversation, and we look forward to more of that coming down the road. All right, so speaking of getting plugged in, let's plug into our conversation with Ed Miller from App State's New River Light and Power as we talk all things energy here this morning on Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, we are talking about the power today and all things related to it with Ed Miller and Appalachian State's New River Light and Power. Ed, you are a frequent guest on the program. This is like your second or third visit now. So welcome back to Mind Your Business.
Glad to be here. Look forward to talking.
Let's talk a little bit about coming out of the winter. I know we had some awfully cold spells there in late January into February, and that oftentimes will bring higher bills for folks, but also brings an opportunity to remind folks too about energy efficiency. So what can you tell us about what folks can expect as we come out of the cooler months and get ready to head into spring here soon?
Absolutely, David. Thanks for having me on your program. It's been a great pleasure. We are coming out of winter And it was a very cold winter for us in January. A number of our customers will see higher than normal electric bills just because of trying to keep their house warm. And we would like to remind our customers that their current bills that they're seeing is for usage that they've seen in January and February. When we look at our energy usage, any time that we change temperature, whether it's in our home or water or stove, that's when you use the most amount of electricity. So if we could find ways to reduce the consumption of energy when we're trying to change temperature, it makes a big impact. So if we could look at weatherizing our homes, be careful of that thermostat, especially if you have a heat pump. We want to make sure those auxiliary heat strips don't come on. And just give it a little bit of time to keep your house warm when you come in from either school or your work. Be mindful of that. And also look for just any kind of movement of air. That means that you've got gaps around your windows, your doors, and be mindful of that. Please, at any time, contact us here at New River Light and Power if you'd like to make arrangements with the utility bill. We want to work with our customers. We understand that these peaks and valleys have an impact with our budgets, especially in these times. We also have a prepay program that helps you levelize and be aware of your energy consumption so you're not surprised at the end of the month of your usage. And we can help you with signing up for our prepay program. So.
You know, we're at a time in the world right now where people are spending more attention on how they pay for their energy, whether that's power that they get from their power company or the gas they pump in their cars. We're just a little bit more mindful of that because of some of those associated costs. What can you tell us about the industry as you see it right now and some of the strides that you've made from a long-term strategy to make sure that you can control energy costs as much as you possibly can from your chair?
Absolutely. Well, here at Appalachian State's New River Light and Power, we are constantly looking at finding ways to keep our costs as low as possible. And you mentioned, David, that we're seeing high gas prices. That's volatility, and we try to compress that as much as we can. We have a long-term contract with Carolina Power Partners. We started that agreement in January, and that allows us to actually buy our own resources, and we can look at the market and try to look for ways to keep that as low as possible. We have, and we'll mention, I think, a little bit later in the program, we've actually diversified our portfolio and buying hydroelectricity, which is a more firm resource. And so we give that to as an option to our customers. And we can talk about that a little bit later. But as an industry, we're all facing this challenge. We're seeing the volatility in prices and the uncertainty of where that price is going. So we're working closely to keep that as slow as possible. But it's challenging at the moment.
Ed Miller joining us from App State's New River Light and Power, our guest this morning here on Mind Your Business. And Ed, as we look at some of the things that you all have done in terms of infrastructure development, I think that's one of the things that we can often look toward our utilities. It's not just about keeping the lights on, it's ensuring that they're on for years and years to come. So you've got a couple of things that are top of mind again as we look around the news cycle. One of those happens to be around EV cars and chargers and making more access available for people to charge electric vehicles. We hear about that all the time. It's certainly a big driver in the tourism industry of where people can drive within a network, if you will, of charging stations. But how are you looking kind of forward there to make sure that Boone is able to not only offer its guests what they need in terms of that, but also building out the infrastructure for our own local citizens that might want to invest in that kind of technology from a vehicle standpoint?
Absolutely. It is emerging technology for us, and we want to be ahead of the curve. We see that electric vehicles and other creative changes in our industry coming to Boone at a much faster rate than some of our peers. We see EV chargers becoming more and more popular, especially with those that commute. How we are reacting to that is that, as you're aware, we have an infrastructure bill. We're watching that closely and how we can take advantage of the funding, because it's a at this point, we're seeing that as a focus across the country to bring EV charging stations to every customer. New River is already committed with the town of Boone as we incorporate some of the uptown redevelopment that will be incorporating some battery chargers, EV charging stations along Howard Street, working closely with the town of Boone on that to make sure not only we provided the EV charging station, but that they're accessible and that they are as attractive as possible and accessible as possible to our customers. You mentioned not only keeping the lights on, but also making sure that our system is remains reliable. New River has been investing quite a bit of dollars and effort. We just replaced, we'll be energizing it later this month, our last substation that will be upgraded to higher transmission voltage. That was a big muscle movement for us at New River Light and Power. Of our five delivery points, this is the last delivery point to be upgraded. So we're excited about that. And then also at the customer or residential level, we want to make sure the lights stay on. And we're doing that by converting some of our more troubling areas historically of wildlife. And we're converting those resources from overhead to underground. That is a long-term savings for the utility and provides greater reliability to our customers. And we look forward to continuing that program.
Well, and I think speaking along those lines, Ed, you teed this one up perfectly. You might be doing that in some of those harder to reach areas, but right in the middle of town soon, we will see construction begin on a long overdue Howard Street revitalization. And there is a significant portion of that project that is dealing with utility and utility infrastructure. Can you let us know what New River Light and Power's involvement is going to be there?
Oh, we are working closely with the town of Boone. To say that this is a big project is an understatement from a utilities perspective. I believe we have six utilities ranging from, and these are just dry utilities, those utilities that have wire, fiber optic cables, working with those with one joint duct bank and all the utilities working together in one duct bank. It's been a collaborative coordination effort. And New River has worked closely with the town of Boone to help facilitate that. We see Howard Street. If you look, have a chance to go downtown Boone and you look along Howard Street, unless you're a utility, in the utility mind, you don't appreciate what's on those poles, but everyone appreciates it when you don't have to see what's on those poles anymore and it becomes underground. And we look forward to improving the landscape, bringing in a more appealing downtown. We're excited to be part of that.
I was about to say, you hit that well. You know, there'll be a beautiful corridor that will be added and really revitalized in that downtown area. But for people like you and me that get into logistical things, it's going to be just as beautiful underground to see all of that stuff not only there, but expanded in a lot of ways to handle future capacity, too. So certainly an exciting project I know we'll talk to you more about as we get shovels in the ground. We are visiting with Ed Miller this morning from App State's New River Light and Power. We're going to take a time out, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Green Power Program. And we've talked about that before, but this really a status update. Let folks know how the rollout is going and how you can get involved in one of New River's signature programs moving forward. You are listening to Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Sales, leasing, and consulting.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber visiting with Ed Miller of App State's New River Light and Power. We are talking all things power consumption, future infrastructure. We're talking about it all here this morning, and great to know that we've got such a reliable local partner helping us solve some of the challenges that lie ahead while also dealing with some of the day-to-day there as well. And Ed, we were talking earlier about different things from an efficiency standpoint. And not only do we have to be mindful of efficiencies inside our homes, but we also have to make sure that the power system is also operating as efficient and affordably as possible. You and the App State New River team have been doing such a great job in looking at where you're sourcing your power from. And that's where this Green Power Program has come to light, no pun intended, bringing new alternatives for energy consumption here to our area. So can you tell us a little bit about how that's all rolled out since we've talked to you last? And then we'll get into some of the how people can connect to that if they have not already.
Sure. Our Green Power Program was developed as a response to our customers' request of choice. Our Green Power program allows choice for our customers to select where their energy comes from, where it's sourced. Historically, a utility is like going to the gas pump. You put the gas nozzle in your car, and you don't know where the gas is refined or where the oil came from. Here at New River, we've been able to provide some choice to our customers. This is a response to a survey that we conducted that almost two-thirds of our residential customers have asked for a choice in where where they can purchase their energy. So to start off the program, because we are a regulated utility, any kind of increased cost in offering this choice has to be passed on to the customers requesting the choice in renewables. So we developed and was able to negotiate a contract for some renewable hydro energy right there at the Tennessee, North Carolina border. And we're able to bring that in beginning in 2022, this January. In fact, we just received our first delivery in the month of February for some low-cost hydro. And they were able to pass on to the customers to subscribe through our Green Power program. The Green Power program was made available with our new wholesale contract, and we're able to excited to be able to pass that on to our customers. It's going well. We see the Green Power program just continuing to grow. We have the county is 100% hydro. The town of Boone is 100% hydro. All of New River's load that serves Watauga County and the town of Boone is now served from this resource. And then Appalachian, which is our largest customer, Appalachian is over 15%, which is more purchase of the energy than any other customer that we have. And they continue to grow and with their subscription. Our commercial customers continue to subscribe to it. It's a great response to our effort here in the high country to keep our carbon emissions as low as possible. Residential customers likewise can subscribe to the program. It's an exciting time to offer choice to our customers. And we do that at New River as just an added service.
Ed Miller joining us from App State's New River Light and Power here this morning on Mind Your Business. And Ed, you bring up an excellent point that I know a lot of businesses that we talk to are considering exactly what you're talking about, how they can be more sustainably focused, whether that's reducing their carbon footprint, trying to implement strategies within their own business line that can help them adhere to some of those sustainable strategies. And this feels like this Green Power program is a way to do that thinking once again about the source of power, but also being able to do something quickly from an action standpoint. I mean, this is something as simple as subscribing and getting your power from this source, right? And how can people begin to engage in that if this is the thing that they've been looking for, they just are finding out about it now?
Oh, it's real simple. Just reach out to us at New River, hit our website. There's a good link and you will sign you up. If you're an active customer with New River, we'll put you on the Green Power program, whether you're commercial or residential, we'll sign you up. And it's simple. For $5, you purchase 250 kilowatt hours of hydro energy, and that will be credited to your bill. And we will recognize you as be able to identify the percentage. If you're a commercial customer, we'll sit with you one-on-one and actually tell you how many blocks of energy you would need to purchase, depending on the percentage that you'd like to offset. So we're finding that customers are seeing it's a very small impact to their bill. And I may have mentioned to you, David, that New River just had a fuel adjustment. So our customers are seeing a little bit of relief in that their cost of electricity has gone down. So we're hopefully some of that savings, if customers are sensitive and interested in our Green Power program, perhaps they could apply it to buy some of this hydro. One thing, David, I'll share with you too, is that this we hope at New River is just the first step. Once folks subscribe to the Green Power program, we hope to offer other resources besides hydro. We're looking in the market for solar and other renewable sources, and hopefully that'll add to our portfolio. But first, we have to have a good base of subscriptions, and that's what we're hoping for, and I appreciate you allowing me to come visit with you today.
Absolutely. And one more thing we want to sneak in as we wrap things up with Ed Miller here this morning from App State's New River Light and Power on this installment of Mind Your Business. Another program that is getting some attention, the Good Neighbor Roundup program. Again, another opportunity for the community to get involved here. So what can you tell us about that program?
Our Roundup program is here for our customers. Some of us are struck with high electric bills, surprise us. And we invite our customers to help with the Roundup program. It's real simple. Your bill is a dollar or $102, and you want to round it up to $105, or just round it up to the nearest dollar. We'll take that Roundup program, and that with which you contribute, we're able to take and pass on to the customers that are in need. This is a great service, very not noticed by most customers, but it makes an incredible impact, especially as we started at the beginning of the show with these high costs of due to weather, that we're able to soften that burden on some of our customers that are in need.
Well, that is certainly a community in a nutshell right there. And that's something that we all enjoy as High Country residents. And I know that App State's New River Light and Power plays a big part of that as well. So, Ed, we appreciate your time, your expertise, and always sharing some new things with us. And we look forward to catching up with you soon and hearing about these projects and plenty more that I know you've got down the road.
I look forward to visiting with you again. Thanks again for your time. Enjoyed visiting with you.
All right. That's Ed Miller from App State's New River Light and Power. I'm David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We are back with you same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.